Second date update.
I think there's this big misconception that when you meet the one, it's love at first sight.
Oh.
Like there's an instant attraction, a sudden unspeakable connection there, money's exchanged, and then boom, you're in love.
Money?
You know? But sometimes,
okay.
The truth is the best love stories can be the opposite, where they start with disappointment at first sight.
You never hear those ones.
They don't make the movies, that's for sure.
Yeah, it does. Think of The Notebook. She doesn't like him when they first meet. In fact, I think Ryan Gosling tries to hurt himself when they first meet.
I don't remember him, so that's hard.
But I was drunk on a plane when I watched it, so I can't give you the details.
But I'm just saying, love comes in all different forms.
Okay,
and that's what happened for one of our listeners, Candace, who met the guy she wants to call today in an unusual way.
Huh.
Candace, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Ooh, right. I'm intrigued, Candace. If you say that you met him online, though, I'm going to be upset.
No.
Okay.
Hey.
Before we get into how you met, what's the guy's name?
His name is Teddy.
Okay.
All right. So how did you and Teddy come to be?
I met Teddy in a parking garage.
That's also not very romantic.
No, that's like my fear, actually.
She was hiding under his car.
Excuse me. Yeah. I know of a lot of love stories that begin in a dingy parking garage.
Usually where I have my pepper spray on.
Keep going, Candace. What happened in this parking garage?
I was coming off of the elevator, and there was a guy standing by my car looking really, really upset.
Still scary.
Oh, my God. I mean, how were you feeling? I would have been freaking out.
I was, too, and I didn't know if I should turn around, go back. But I kept on going, and he said, is this your car? And I said, yes. So he said, well, you see, you parked too close to my car. I said, okay, I didn't mean to. Excuse me.
Okay.
He couldn't do the passenger side crawl through like I've done so many times.
Yeah. Okay, so is that when you kissed him?
No.
Okay.
This will shut him up.
What happened? I mean, it is a good question.
Like, at what point do you find a guy who's angry at you and critiquing your parking attractive?
I wasn't even thinking at the time. So I just pulled out of the space where I was parked. And guess what happened?
What?
I hit his bumper moving out of the space.
Oh, no, while he's there.
Yeah, Alexis is like, those are the times I usually just leave.
I'm like, yeah, what happened this morning?
Did you speed off or did you stick around?
I stuck around.
Okay.
And he said, are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
That's got to be rough.
And it's so embarrassing, too.
I mean, this sounds very romantic, but at what point does this turn into, like, a date situation?
Or was this it?
I gave him my business card with some information from the insurance company.
Good girl.
Okay.
And, you know, we started talking after that.
On the phone?
On the phone.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So he called you. All right.
Yeah. So we were both kind of venting about how we both had bad days that day. That was a bad day for me and bad day for him, as he stated.
Caused by you, but that's okay.
At least he knows it wasn't intentional.
Yeah, right. Totally.
Nah. And he's apologizing to me also, he did, for his anger.
Oh, that's nice. He's like, look, I'm sure I was mad.
Well, that's a good sign, too.
Yeah.
So did you ask him out or did he ask you out?
I asked him out.
Ooh!
Whoa! Hey, bold.
Yeah. Was it like, how did you preposition that?
I just was saying, well, since we both had bad days and I kind of messed up bumping into your car, and I just thought it would be nice, you know, maybe we can both go out and have dinner. And he said, that sounds like a good idea.
Oh, wow. That's cute. I like that. It's like, look, we both had bad days. Let's go grab a nice meal together.
I got to try that the next time I get into a fender bender.
Same here. I would have a lot more dates.
Okay. So you guys went out to dinner then. How did that go?
Yeah, it went okay. Except, I guess I had one too many margaritas.
Uh-oh.
And I let something out as I was talking about how I was at this same restaurant where we were and that I had hooked up with a random guy in the club.
I mean...
How's your food? It's great. I know I had sex with somebody here.
I don't think she met at the restaurant. Like, you guys just...
No. Not like that.
Okay.
I was at the restaurant with my girlfriend, and when we left there, we went to a club nearby.
Okay.
Oh, and that's where the hookup happened.
Yeah. But The most shocking part of the story is the guy I hooked up at the club.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my boyfriend that I hooked up with.
Oh, you had a boyfriend?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, this is a cheating story that you told on
you
the first date.
You told this by choice.
I told you I had one too many margaritas.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like you had six too many margaritas.
Yeah.
Okay. It tells a cheating one-night stand story.
Was there a proof serum in the drinks?
But so how did you, were you able to recover after admitting
how?
That?
No, we wrapped up the night.
Okay.
And gave me a handshake.
Oh,
I think nothing might be better.
Gosh. I mean, are you single now? Before we call this guy, I just want to make sure.
Good question.
Good question.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And so since the end of that night, after the handshake, have you guys spoken at all?
No. The weird thing, he was supposed to be in touch with me, you know, regarding the insurance stuff, but he hasn't done nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
No. And he was a cute guy. And we did connect, but before I opened my mouth,
I mean, gosh, this is gonna be a hard one to come back from, right?
I know.
I mean, everybody's made mistakes in relationships before. That part's
not
relatable.
I know. I mean, you may need to go and hit his car again just to spark things up. But
how about we just call him?
Now you
know what?
I miss you.
Good idea, Brooke. That's a little bit easier. Let's play a song. We'll come back. We'll try and get your second date update right after this. Hold on, Candace.
Okay.
Second date update.
For a second, I thought Candace called us for the wrong segment. Mm. She really should have been on Busted, where we hear cheating stories from our significant.
Poor Candace.
But no, Candace really does want a second date after a one-night misguided foray into infidelity, let's call
well
it.
Well said, Jeff. Yeah.
You know, that can happen to anyone, right, Brooke?
I haven't done it in a very long time.
Right. That's why Roy is waiting in the parking garage for you as soon as the show is over.
I've never cheated on my husband. But you know, like boyfriends that didn't
when
really
you were dating, you
I mean where the relationships didn't really matter, does it really
okay.
I don't know. So,
let's move on.
So you support Candace in what she
did. I don't.
You guys are
I'm just
cheers.
Saying that, like, I get it, Candace. Like, I feel you.
You guys are focused on the wrong thing. That was a story that I told a long time ago.
Yeah. See,
I know, but
mine was when I was in college, too.
Okay, stop trying to explain yourself, Brooke.
You never get forgived. It's not like, it's been 10 years, so it's fine now.
I don't know. I think that there's a time.
Anyway, after admitting to Teddy that she hooked up with the wrong person that wasn't her boyfriend, she now wants us to call him and try and help smooth things over to maybe get a second date. Now, before we call him, is there anything else that you admitted to him that we need to know about before we do this?
No, that was the only thing.
Okay.
That she remembers, at least, because there was a lot of margaritas involved, so who knows what else came out.
That's right, I forgot.
But we're going to find out for sure. I'm ready to dial Teddy's number. Are you feeling ready, Candace?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if he answers and find out what he has to say. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Teddy.
Yeah, this is Teddy.
Hey, Teddy, what's up, man? My name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Broke? I never heard of you guys. So, I mean, what's this about?
Yeah, not Brooke. It's Brooke.
Yeah.
Brooke is
Same.
My co-host.
Yeah. Hi, Teddy.
Hey, what is this about? Did I win something?
Maybe.
In a way, kind of. But
I'll tell you
not
no.
Really.
I'll tell you right
well,
now. No, you didn't.
We don't know for sure yet. This is something we do called a second date update, where we help our listeners get back in touch with people that they went out with after they've been ghosted.
I haven't been out in a minute, so what's this about?
Well,
you haven't been on a minute?
You went to dinner recently, right?
Yeah, with a woman named Candace?
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Now I get it.
Okay.
Oh, did you not consider that a date?
I mean, we were hanging out. I don't know what you'll call it.
Okay.
Well,
we were hanging out, you know?
Sure. We'll call it a hangout, too. But the whole point of us doing this is Candace has been trying to get a hold of you after she had a really nice time with you that night. And she doesn't understand why you're not responding to her. Especially because you guys are supposed to stay in contact after the whole fender bender thing.
Yeah, she owes you money, right? Or her insurance company does.
Yeah, she sure does. But, you know, things got busy for me. You know, life moved on. We had an interesting time. It was cool.
Interesting.
An interesting time.
I mean, was there any chemistry? Were you attracted to Candace at all?
I thought she was okay. She was attractive, but it wasn't like when you asked me earlier, was it a date? It was something we went out. I know she told you how we met, and she hit my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought she was trying to skip on the insurance bill by saying, hey, I pay for your dinner. Don't tell anybody about the car accident.
I mean, that's possible. We spoke to Candace earlier, man, and she told us the whole backstory about how you guys met and when you guys went out to dinner. And she did bring up that there was kind of an awkward moment where she told you a story about going to the club and she feels kind of embarrassed about what she admitted to.
Oh, yeah, I would have felt embarrassed, too, what she said,
Yeah, where she cheated on her boyfriend with some dude at the club.
Yeah, that was actually a big moment for me hearing that.
Did the attractive level of her drop after she told that story?
Yeah, it wasn't really more about her. It was really more about me. You know, I came to a big realization that time, like, I shouldn't be here right now.
So
you don't get cheated on?
What realization are you coming to?
Well, my girlfriend was at home, and then I realized I shouldn't have been out doing what she did.
You're in a relationship?
Did you know you were on a date?
I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry, but the irony of it all. Coming.
Like I said, it was just more of a hangout. I didn't know I was putting myself in a bad situation and being there. You know, she was going to tell me about her past and things of that sort.
I see why we use the word hangout now.
We weren't going to get married or go down the aisle. It was just a hangout.
Hold on a second. You're saying that moment when she admitted to cheating was a realization for you. What were you thinking before that moment?
I wasn't really thinking of anything. I just wanted to go out and have some fun and hang out. But when she told me that story from back in the days, I realized that I shouldn't be here right now.
I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt, like that you thought it was like an insurance meeting.
Yeah,
or
me
something,
too.
You know, but you were going out to have fun.
I mean, it was to have fun, too. I knew it wasn't going to be an insurance meeting 9 and 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, that's honest.
That's good. You're being honest, but
that's honest.
You didn't kiss or anything, did you, right? You just
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
You're being honest.
Yeah, you didn't cheat.
You're being honest with us right now, but were you honest with Candace? Did Candace know that you had a girlfriend?
Well, that wasn't supposed to come up. We were just hanging out.
Okay, that makes it sketchy.
You were trying to hide it from her, it sounds like. Well, can't hide it anymore, because I got to let you know, Teddy, that Candace has actually been on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
Oh, man, you guys set me up. Now,
Candace?
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked and surprised that you didn't tell me that you had a girlfriend. We wouldn't have went on a date, Teddy.
Oh, it was a date.
She's calling it a date, man.
It wasn't no date. We were just hanging out. I just met you. So how was it a date?
You should have came out and told me you had a girlfriend, because we wouldn't have went out. Because you know what I call that, Teddy? Cheating. You a cheater.
Oh. And that's the pot calling the kettle black. Look at you.
I know.
Yeah, but she's not still in a relationship.
No.
She made a mistake.
I mean, why are you talking about me and cheating? You've been cheating before me.
Oh, it's who did it first?
And I didn't even cheat. You said you hooked
up. Let me tell you something, Teddy. I heard you. I wasn't dating at that time. I told you a story happened back in the day. That was over a year ago.
Here comes the violin.
Okay. And you know what you can do, Teddy, for me? Put an egg in your shoe and beat it.
Oh
damn.
Okay. I like it.
Either that was a dig or somebody's making pancakes today.
So did you come clean with your boyfriend then right after that hookup and you guys broke up immediately because you felt so bad about cheating on him at the club?
I'm not going to talk about that. You know, that's all in the past.
Yeah, okay.
How convenient.
Let's focus on the present. Okay. And Teddy, in present day, before you went to dinner with Candace, did you let your girlfriend know that you were meeting up with another woman?
I don't want to know the answer.
Just like Candace said, we're not going to focus on the past.
Okay. Oh, we're not going to focus on the past. Okay,
so
Teddy.
I don't care minding my business. You guys called me.
Okay, well.
Did you tell her after you went out with Candace that you had met up with a woman?
That's in the past. You're trying to bring my past in the future. I left that alone a long time ago.
That's what cheating is.
Unless you're literally currently hooking up with someone right now, it's all of your cheating is going to be in the past.
There's nothing to tell, you know?
It's how time works.
It's just like about intent. Maybe there was a little bit of intent there. And in the court of law, that's enough to convict.
Okay, but benefit of the doubt, Teddy, did it scare you straight? Right? Are you never going to do that again?
I'm never going to do that again. This is in the past. There's no remix of the past. I'm just trying to mind my business, and you guys are calling me about something that happened in the past.
Okay, you know what? Let's forget about the past. Let's erase our minds about what happened in the past. Let's talk about the future. Would you guys like to see each other again? Because we'll offer to send you guys out on another date, and we'll pay for it.
Can we send him and his girlfriend on a date?
Yeah.
I'd like to see two cheaters hook up with each other. Okay. If two cheaters hook up, then it cancels it out.
Oh, you know, I do think that might be how it goes.
You need to shut your mouth. I'm not no cheater.
Currently, that's true. In present day, that's true.
Okay.
Well, at least if she was going to call me a cheater, I should have got something out of that night. I should have got something. I didn't get nothing.
Oh, okay. So it sounds like you are interested in seeing her for another date, maybe.
No, we are not endorsing this. This is a mess.
Nobody cheat on anyone.
Oh, so is it a no then?
No, it's a no. Definitely no.
All right. Good boy, Teddy. Good boy.
You have a good life, Teddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's clear.
She'll see you at the club later tonight, all right?
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.